This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, August 22nd. God's word for you today is Impossibility Specialist. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 to 18, and it says, "This is what the Lord says. This dry valley will be filled with pools of water. You will see neither wind nor rain, says the Lord, but this valley will be filled with water. You will have plenty for yourself and your cattle, but this is only a simple thing for the Lord." Exodus chapter 14, verse 15 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out for help? Tell the people to move forward. If you find yourself in a situation where the way forward and the way backward seem blocked, the only way is to go forward. Move forward. If it is a wall, it will crumble. If it is a mountain, it will melt. If it is giants, they will fall. If it is a sea, it will part in the mighty name of Jesus. The only way is forward. God has not brought you out this far to take you back again. God does not start a project and abandon the project. You may be in a tight place right now. The God of heaven has sent me to say to you that the only way is forward. Do not worry or care about what is in front of you. Keep moving forward, and it will crumble in the name of Jesus. The Red Sea before and the armies of Egypt behind was an impossible situation. God deployed an innovative energy called the energy of the east wind, and the sea parted. Another bonus here is, as it is parted before you and you walk through it, if your enemy decides to follow, do not be afraid. Tell them to come. Let me give you an example. Note, this is purely for illustration, as I have done things in the past that I'm not proud of. Back in the day, I used to be in charge of, I will not call it a gang, but some boys. When we want to deal with someone, we will send a small boy to provoke him. As the boy taunts him, he would want to beat him. The boy standing alone looks weak, but the boy will beckon on him to come. So he will leave his own boys and chase after the boy, confident that he can deal with the boy by himself. The boy will run a short distance and taunt some more, and he will go after the boy. Then suddenly, he will realize that he has been surrounded, and we will pounce on him. That was a strategy God used with Egyptians. Every unrelenting and unrepentant enemy that is chasing you, let them come. They are going to drown in the name of Jesus. Do not be afraid. Beckon on them to keep coming. The third example is from Exodus chapter 16, verse 4 to 18. Please read. The problem here was hunger in the wilderness. The people were hungry. The solution, God did something not totally new, even though it was new to them. They saw it and said, "What is this?" Manna. But God tells us that was the food of angels, meaning it was already in existence. God only deployed what was already in existence. For everyone lacking provision, God will supply you supernaturally in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Amen."
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.